From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. A major development could be in the works for Miami's Watson Island after more than a decade of planning. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Marva Hinton has the details.
City commissioners voted unanimously Thursday to greenlight a developer's plans for the area. Flagstone wants to build a yacht marina, a shopping center, and two hotels on the publicly owned island. These plans were first presented 13 years ago, but the project has been plagued by delays. Flagstone will pay $2 million in annual rent once the project is done. The developer has also agreed to pay a percentage of retail and hotel room sales. But critics say that's not enough. They argue the deal is based on appraisals completed 10 years ago, and the land is worth much more now. Before the project can move forward, it will also need to be approved by the state. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Homeless advocates are criticizing two Fort Lauderdale measures aimed at the city's downtown homeless population. Fort Lauderdale commissioners have approved proposals that would keep the homeless from storing their possessions on public property and from improperly disposing of human waste. Homeless advocates are asking commissioners to provide storage lockers and more public restrooms for the homeless. One group is threatening to sue the city over the new proposals. Fort Lauderdale commissioners say the city's homeless problem has gotten too big to handle alone. Part of the problem, according to officials, is that many homeless people are arrested in other Broward cities, brought to the downtown county jail, and then released into the city following their court appearances. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba, and now it's back to Paul Leary.